This is The Big Pond.
This is Enrose Heck reporting from Brühl, Germany. Tattoos. It seems everyone has them. Some are hidden, but most of the tattoos nowadays are quite visible. Men and women alike have black, grey or very colourful designs spread on their arms, legs or even the entire body. 8 million Germans already have tattoos and the trend seems to continue. I personally cannot imagine to have someone manipulate my skin and change it forever. But I'm interested in tattoos from an artistic point of view. So I head to the nearby Max Ernst Museum in time for the opening of a big retrospective of Ruth Martin.
It's my great pleasure to welcome Ruth Martin from New York City at the Max Ernst Museum in Brühl. We are really happy that you are here with us.
When I meet Ruth Martin in person, I cannot imagine her as part of the tattoo scene in the 70s. At least not immediately. I ask her to describe herself as an artist.
Well, I'm very much about paper. I'm very old-fashioned. I love watercolor. I love line. I love tone. I love kind of an iconic composition. A lot of things are very centered. It comes from a sense of propriety, of being correct, and then taking the correct and giving it a twist. That's probably the strongest thread. But I love a beautiful hand, and because I love drawing so much, really everything comes from drawing.
But her passion for drawing wasn't enough to earn a living. Ruth Martin explains how she started with tattooing.
Oh, well, when I came out of school, I suddenly realized that I had no commercial skills. Nobody was actually waiting to show my work in a gallery, and I had to become part of the larger world, and fast. So I started doing book and magazine illustration, which I got into right away. And then I had also just gotten a tattoo. That was a form of drawing. So I thought, well, maybe I can do that as well. At the time, it was illegal in New York, which, of course, made it more fun. And there was so much crime and craziness going on. They didn't really care. They didn't notice. So I tattooed the punk music scene. I tattooed the gay men who were coming out. I tattooed women who wanted to change their identity because of self-liberation. It was fantastic to be able to spend time with people who looked upon these marks as being extremely special and a kind of a rebranding of who they were. So I did that. I did a million things because you have to do a million things to make a living, and I certainly did.
Years later, already fairly well known, Ruth Martin even did a live tattoo performance.
Oh God, you dug up all this old stuff. Well, I did it once, and I don't even know how it looked at the end. Because I was in that show in Paris, I suddenly was exposed to all kinds of contemporary art. So I saw performance for the first time. So I thought I would try my hand at it. I'm not very good at it, so I retired after my first performance. Good idea.
Many years have passed since Ruth Martin has worked as a tattoo artist in New York. Now, tattooing isn't forbidden anymore. On the contrary, it's a huge trend. Not only in the United States, also in Germany. I have never been to a tattoo studio before, but today I take my bike and ride to a little store downtown. Actually, it looks very friendly with the green walls on the outside. And the name isn't too spooky either. It's called The Art of the Needle. Inside I meet the two artists, the German Dirk McKay Horst and the American Matt Roscoe. Both men have worked together in Grand Rapids, Michigan, before they moved to Germany. And I meet Matt's wife, Heather, who describes the place.
Yeah, this tattoo studio is very clean and welcoming. It has a sense of home. Like, you can talk to the tattoo artists and feel like they're your best friends. In the back, they also have the nice tattoo chairs where it's very comfortable, and there's even curtains, so there's privacy if there's anything, you know, you need to get tattooed somewhere where you don't want to be out in the open.
But a neat store alone isn't enough. I ask Matt for the main ingredients of the business.
Good artists, good atmosphere. Of course, you gotta have some good music playing most of the time. I think it's important to have artwork on the walls and things to inspire people and to encourage them to come in. For us, what's really important for our shop is that people can look inside the windows and see that we're not crazy, mean criminals or something that people might expect from tattooers. We're friendly, we always have a pot of coffee on and offer coffee to the customers. So mostly I think it's the atmosphere and giving people the feeling that it's a comfortable place to be even before they walk in the door.
A comfortable place. As long as I don't think about any needles, that sounds quite convincing to me. And if the customer is well informed, he's able to find an artist that creates the right images for his or her body. Dirk has worked as a tattooer for about 20 years and thinks that the whole industry has changed a lot.
Yes, absolutely. There's really artwork what comes to it. So most of the tattooers are artists as well, on canvas in oil or just create sculptures and something like that. And this influence into tattooing. So you really have now variety from super realistic to all the simple things in what was 20 years ago. So it's the whole equipment what you have, new types of needles, new types of machines and all that. So it's really just like an art craft. It's just evolving more and more.
I think tattooing evolves so much, just like everything else, like technology or whatever. 30, 40 years ago, people listened to the radio or 8-tracks or vinyl records, and then came CDs and MP3s, and everything's digital now. It's kind of the same thing with tattooing. I think everything used to be simple, really, really simple, and then it kind of evolved. And, you know, the Ed Hardy stuff was cool in the early 2000s, but now it's evolved to more realistic things are cool today. So I'm interested to see where it goes from here, but I think that tattooing follows a natural progression just like everything else does.
I am curious to find out about tattoo trends.
In America, we did a lot of names. Here in Germany, I've noticed a lot of people like to get their zodiac signs, the Sternzeichen. I tattooed in America for 3 years, and I could probably count on one hand the number of zodiac signs I ever tattooed. And I came to Germany, and within the first month, I think I must have done 5 or 6 of them at least. So for me as an outsider coming to Germany, I think that that's the most popular thing in Germany, specifically that sets it apart from the United States as well.
Zodiacs, infinity signs, and everything else people find on Pinterest or other social media platforms which inspire them. That makes it a little difficult for the artist who wants to draw the design himself.
I think the optimal process is to just go back and forth a little bit, make sure that you find each other on the same page and you understand what the customer wants, the customer understands you as an artist, and you kind of build something together. I think that means a lot more to the customer to get something unique and that involves their input, and it's also great for the tattooer then to be able to put their love and their passion into what they're doing and some of their own artwork.
Love and passion for drawing brings me back to Ruth Martin, the New York artist. What does she think of artwork that often covers huge parts of the body?
Oh yeah, it's funny because I hear my mother's voice inside my head saying, "That's too much. That's too much." But of course, the quality of the work is extraordinary. And it's very interesting. In the 90s, you started seeing these typographic tattoos. And they're really extraordinary. But of course, that's too much too. We're not exactly billboards to be read while you're walking down the stairs of the subway. But that's what we do. You know, we walk through the streets in New York reading each other's tattoos and t-shirts and such. People have to find a million and one ways to set themselves apart.
Talking about billboards, Matt's right arm is totally dedicated to the Beatles. And Lady Gaga pays tribute to famous singer Edith Piaf with a massive rose tattooed down the back of her spine, anchored by the words, "La vie en rose." Lady Gaga displayed this tattoo perfectly when winning. Still untattooed, this is Anne Rose Heck, reporting for The Big Pond, from Brühl, Germany.
Wunderbar Together. You've been listening to The Big Pond, a series of dialogues between Germans and Americans, coming to you from PRX and the Goethe Institute.